Describe a website you often visit. 1. What are the most popular and least popular apps in China? Some of the most popular apps in China are WeChat and Taobao. You know, WeChat is probably the most common messaging app. You can text and call with people. You can also share photos. As for the least popular app, well, I'm not sure which one is the least popular. But I found that some shopping apps like Pinduoduo are bad because of false advertising and low-quality products. 2. What's the difference between the internet and television? The internet provides us with the ability to search for any information and to watch anything we like. Televisions, in contrast, don't have this feature, but they do provide a variety of different news stations, movies, music channels, and more. However, it is important to point out that smart TVs exist now, meaning that there are some TVs that can connect to the internet. 3. Why do people like to read the news on the internet instead of on TV? Well, I think the main reason is that some people might not have the patience to wait for the morning or evening news, and they know they can simply access this information online. Besides, nowadays it's common for different search engines and apps to provide news stories that are personalized to our interests. But this doesn't happen on our TVs. 4. Is the library still necessary? Why? The library is definitely still necessary since you can't access all the reading material that you need online. There are lots of books that university students require that can only be found in the library. Besides, libraries are perfect spaces for students to study in peace, and often lots of resources are free to use. 5. What kinds of people would still like to go to the library to read and study? Students still study and read in the library, as most universities have huge libraries with plenty of resources. Besides, parents usually attend libraries with their children. Most libraries have children areas, where children can read lots of different books and play with book-related toys. A final group are teachers and professors. They read in the library to improve their academic knowledge. 6. What are the differences between old people and young people when they use the internet? Older people are often much slower when using the internet. This is for two reasons. Firstly, their brains operate at a slower pace because of their age. Secondly, this generation didn't grow up with the internet in their lives, so they find it more difficult to get used to. Besides, young people use the internet for lots of things, but old people mainly use the internet to read the news or for social media.
雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。